Blog Talk Radio.
Karen, you there?
Yep.
I
am.
Hi, this is welcome to Mindful Living in the Adirondack Alps. This is Kathy Hohmeyer, just checking to see if Karen's there on the other end. I am chef and co-owner of the Adirondack Lake Clear Lodge and Retreat, and we are located in the heart of the Adirondacks, just a short drive from Lake Placid. We offer retreats and lodgings, restaurant as well. And today I am here with Dr. Karen Kahn. She's been an inspiration to me on my path to health and healing, so I'm sure her information will be of interest to you today. Dr. Karen is the number one best-selling author of Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. She is a holistic physician and acupuncturist and specializes in energy and spiritual medicine. And today we're going to be discussing what exactly healing holistically really means. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on your show. And if anybody has never been to Kathy's place, you got to go because it's amazing. It's an amazing location and the food. There's nowhere else you can get such amazing food. So thank you, Kathy, again for inviting me on the show.
Oh, no, it's great. And I'm even though I've known of things that you do, which is a whole lot of wonderful information, I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, how you put it together succinctly into healing holistically.
Sounds good.
Can you share with our listeners how you became a holistic physician?
Well, you know, I had started some interest in acupuncture even before I went to medical school. I was in biochemistry, and I loved everything science, and that was my best subject, although it wasn't in grade 9 because the teacher was awfully passive, and I wanted to quit science right after grade 9. The funny thing is my dad, who was a high school teacher, said, look, you know, I don't think you like the class because of the teacher, not because of the subject. So just try one more year, grade 10. I was going to go into business, which is funny. You know, but I hated it so badly that class, I was being ridiculed. And anyway, the people were just mean. And so I did grade 10 science and loved it, loved the teacher, loved all my other science teachers from that point forward. And then was totally in love with science, and I got a biochemistry degree. But before I went to med school, my mother was getting treatments for fibromyalgia, which is a chronic illness that has a lot of pain and fatigue, and she always had a quote-unquote bad back. And so we would have this friend, auntie, we call her auntie, you know, come over and do acupuncture on mom, and it would help mom, and I just thought it was very strange, but I thought that was kind of cool. But I wasn't really interested at that point to do any sort of alternative medicine because I wanted to be a quote-unquote real doctor, you know. In fact, I wanted to be a specialist, because I thought that would be, like, you know, even better than, you know, being a family doctor. But then when I got into medical school, I just realized that, you know, I didn't want to be one of those cold-hearted doctors everyone heard about that didn't listen to their patients. And I certainly felt a lot of, you know, I felt sorry for my mom as a kid growing up with depression and fibromyalgia. So I wanted to be a different kind of health provider. So I came in with a group of folks that were having the same kind of mindset. We had some wonderful medical professors that were mentors, and from that point on, I went to family medicine. And it was only when I got sick myself that I really delved, you know, wholeheartedly into holistic medicine, because I had to figure out a way to heal myself of what I ended up getting was fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, very similar to my mom. So there's some genetic predisposition, but definitely we were both stress addicts. I think she still is, unfortunately. But, you know, I've since recovered a lot from my stress addiction. And so it was kind of a gift in a way to just be able to grow up in that particular family, to be able to have the medical degree, to then realize, oh, my gosh, I've got this too. And, you know, in regular medicine, we don't really help people heal from this very well. We give them drugs and hope it masks the symptoms and hope they don't come back because they're such a pain in the butt to deal with. And, you know, and then when I became one of those, I was like, oh gosh, I got to figure out what to do, because part of my personality is tenacity and stubbornness, and I just refuse to be completely, you know, bedridden or completely sidelined from what I love to do, my skating, my healing. I just didn't feel like I was finished, you know, helping people, and I was so frustrated that I felt so sick myself. So that's kind of the organic way I kind of got into full-blown holistic healing, not just acupuncture, but the whole mind, the whole spirit, you know, integrated with the body and nutrition and energy medicine in order to heal myself.
Mm-hmm. I think the most effective healers are probably the ones who obviously have gone through it themselves. They know what it feels like. They know how frustrating it can be and how many areas you really sometimes have to work on in order to get healthy. So
there's certainly
with
a lot
that,
of
what,
personal growth.
Yeah. So what is holistic healing anyway, and how is it different from natural or alternative medicine?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, this is kind of like my personal opinion, so it doesn't mean like it's the textbook and it should be published on Wikipedia or anything like that. But for me, holism or holistic medicine is really integrating all those, you know, seemingly separate parts of ourselves into one whole being with a, you know, happy, healthy life. Not just our health, our physical health, but also our mental health and well-being, our emotional health and well-being, and, you know, our spiritual health and well-being, which, you know, doctors don't really talk about a lot. We're not really trained in that. And besides going to church and knowing what we're taught in Bible school and in religion, there's not a lot of training in that. So that's kind of the area that I've expanded a lot of my practice through, just, you know, again, organically, just because of the different experiences that I've had. So for me, you know, holistic health is really tapping into and integrating all those pieces in whatever way, shape, or form, and whatever. Some people just aren't ready, you know, to look at their spiritual health, and people aren't ready to look at their nutritional health or whatever. But there's always pieces of that holism they are ready to work on. So for me, that's, you know, what holistic healing encompasses, all of that. Because even in my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, you know, I have a section on spirituality, and there's a chapter on there that's called, you know, Everything Happens for a Reason. And I say in that chapter, well, you might get really mad at me, you know, reading this chapter, because if you're in pain, you don't want to think that it was supposed to be this way. So you might want to skip this chapter. But if you're at least curious, you know, read through it and see if it resonates with you. And basically in the chapter I talk about, you know, if you have that belief that everything happens for a reason, and then you have the belief that whatever happens for a reason is for your highest and greatest good. Here's, we're talking, you know, tapping into spiritual stuff now. Then how would you make up your own story about why your illness or upset or your imbalances, whatever it is that you're suffering through, why would that be beneficial for you? What positive thing can come out of that for you? And that's where you start looking at, oh my gosh, this isn't just some bad thing that happened to me and that's bad luck or bad genes. You start looking at illness as a process of personal transformation, a process of personal growth. And that certainly was for me. And I remember my ex-husband saying something to me, this was years ago. I said something about being thankful for having had the fibromyalgia, and him having to go through it with me at the time, and the pain it caused him was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm not sure I could be thankful that you went through that. But I really am. I am really grateful to having gone through that, because without having gone through that, it wouldn't be the person I am today. And I'm 100 times happier and healthier in many ways than I was then, when supposedly I looked healthy, but I wasn't. I was miserable. I was unhappy. I was a perfectionist, a recovering perfectionist, I should say, and just really stressed out all the time. And I just thought that's the way life was supposed to be. And then alternative medicine, you know, we normally talk about, you know, the different modalities, like, you know, there's, you know, energy healing like Reiki, and, you know, alternative medicines like homeopathy, naturopathy, herbal medicines, and then some people lump in, you know, yoga and massage and chiropractic, although nutritional therapies, I'm thinking that's kind of silly. We all eat. I don't know why that'd be alternative. But, you know, not many natural, like there's some pretty famous natural, you know, healing doctors out there that have, you know, number one New York Times bestsellers out there, Mark Hymens, Sarah Gottfried, Andrew Weil, you know, and some of them delve into a little bit of the spirit piece, but it's not their training. It's not, they're none, very few of them are experts in energy medicine. That's where I have a great interest in. So for me, holism really addresses all those components, and natural medicine sometimes skips those because it's just not the specialty. You know, we have centers around here that aren't too far. There are specialties in Lyme disease or specialties in integrative medicine. But I've had patients come to me from these centers with, you know, a huge list of, you know, either medications or supplements they're on, blood tests, you know, lab tests, you know, all this kind of stuff done, and they're kind of overwhelmed. And, you know, these people do great work, but what that person really needed probably why they ended up at my doorstep, was they really needed the spiritual piece addressed. And so that it was not in the comfort zone of those physicians. They're very comfortable giving the vitamin C, you know, IV or the glutathione IVs, or, you know, doing heavy metal testing, but they're not necessarily going to be addressing, you know, some of the emotional trauma or releasing those or balancing the spirit. So that's kind of a big long answer to how I see, you know, holistic healing or holistic health versus, you know, the term alternative healing or alternative health and, you know, natural health, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I liked your comment about personal transformation because I think any of us who are mildly aware of our own health realize that we all have areas that we can be better in, especially these mm-hmm. days with everything that bombards us. So I like that piece put in there, and the idea that, you know, there's so many different pieces to help these days that it's really hard to really put them into, you know, into a column. With all the holistic treatments out there, what do you think are the most popular ones these days? And I know that you're into some of the new and cutting edge, or what I believe is. And can you explain about some of those?
Sure, absolutely. I think for these days, I mean, we don't even consider some of these alternative anymore, but they used to be alternative. Like chiropractic's been around for a very long time. And in fact, today on my radio show, I interviewed Jeff Hayes, the filmmaker for Bought, and his first movie was called Doctored, which I have purchased and haven't watched yet, but it's really about the whole case of chiropractors trying to be ousted by the American Medical Association many decades ago. And this is something that most people don't know about, that they were really trying to get rid of chiropractors because they didn't want them infringing on the medical, you know, the basically it was about, you know, scarcity. There wasn't enough customers, so we didn't want chiropractors taking away our patients kind of thing. And so, but nowadays, I mean, chiropractors are probably like really, really like common. Like most people I know either have been to a chiropractor or know of a chiropractor or have, you know, family that have gone to a chiropractor. So it's really not even alternative anymore. But it wasn't that long ago where people were really ostracized in the chiropractic profession. They were trying to get rid of them. Acupuncture has been a lot more common as well. And in fact, because of the explosion of the internet, even older folks who, you know, wouldn't normally get exposed to knowledge like that, because acupuncture only came to America probably in the 70s. So it wasn't all that common before that. So again, pretty recent number of years. And, oh, I'm dating myself as how old I am. Anyway, so, you know, even older folks, you know, have access to the internet, you know, their grandchildren, children talking about it. So they're actually coming for acupuncture appointments, even though you wouldn't think somebody, you know, in their 80s would be all that interested, you know, in that kind of stuff. And then energy healing is probably more newer for people. So they've maybe heard of Reiki or hands-on healing or healing touch, but they're not really that familiar with it. They're probably more familiar with the martial arts, like energy stuff like Qigong or Tai Chi. Most people have heard of Tai Chi. They know it's some sort of Asian martial art that you do slowly. It's supposed to be good for your health. You know, so that's, you know, much more common. And then Ayurvedic medicine from, you know, India is becoming much more common here as well. And Deepak Chopra, one of the most famous spiritual teachers, you know, from India, is well known in the United States. So there are, you know, healing centers that just teach Ayurvedic medicine. And yoga, although a lot of times people don't consider that a, you know, treatment for illness per se, but it's incredibly helpful for many different things. Yoga's awesome. There's so many different types of yoga as well. That's super, super popular now, like hugely, hugely popular. And, you know, even kids, you know, little kids are doing it. The older folks are doing it. There's all these different types of yoga, so that's pretty common. Now, the more cutting edge or the newer stuff is the energy healing that's more what I call subtle energetics. So you've got, like, the regular medical doctors that have a foot in the door of alternative healing in terms of they say, well, there's functional medicine, which is still more conventional. We do a lot of lab tests in functional medicine. We try to look at, you know, is there a mold infection, Lyme disease, you know, heavy metals, you know, those types of imbalances. But then, you know, and the other piece is the more cutting-edge stuff, like looking at releasing trapped emotions, for example, with the emotion code, which is one of the techniques I'm certified in providing, EFT, emotional freedom technique, is another way to release trapped emotions. EMDR is like trauma, emotional trauma that you can release through that technique. There's a whole bunch of different techniques, and they call those energy psychology techniques. So newer, not as well known, but starting to become much more popular because so many people are understanding that their illness or imbalances, emotional underpinning, that if they can, you know, heal or release, they can get better much faster. And then the very cutting edge is something called, we call subtle energy therapeutics. And that is actually, there's a few companies out there that can actually capture the energy essences of beneficial things in our universe, like, for example, the beneficial vibration of gold or diamonds or rose or gemstones. And they can actually imprint those into a remedy. Flower remedies is the old way of doing it, is you're soaking these flower, you know, petals, and it takes a lot of flower petals, you know, to do it. That's a little older type, but the cutting edge is there's some machinery now that's been invented that you can actually use subtle energy and be able to charge, you know, minerals with these kinds of energies and mix them together. And then the super woo-woo stuff is I actually have a computer program, actually a couple. One's called Source 3 and the other one's called AquaWare 4, and literally uses a very specific patent, well, I'm sure it's be patented at some point, computer programming that has all these interesting symbols in them and can actually shift reality, you know, the reality of the, of your life through the energy by charging your water with these different vibrations. So, for example, when I need some cash, and, you know, I will decide that I would like to receive more cash than, say, checks or credit cards or whatever, and I will use the source and I will charge, you know, a bottle of water with, I receive $500 of cash this week minimum. And usually within 2 to 3 days, that's exactly what happens. If people have been paying by credit card, all of a sudden they start paying by cash, you know, and I get that $500 in cash. In fact, last week I forgot to do it, and I got, I think within 2 days, got over $500 in cash. I'm like, this is really cool. It's doing it automatically without me asking. That's using the source program. So there's all these different, now that's definitely, you know, in the closet. Most people don't know about it unless they happen to be on my mailing list. You know, they don't know about some of these more cutting edge things. So that's kind of the broad spectrum.
Yeah, wow. Wow. Lots of choices and different levels of healing, I think, as well. So when a patient comes to you, probably with a specific problem in particular, but how do you help them heal holistically?
Well, most people will come with a particular symptom or set of symptoms. And I think at least locally, what you know, when they come to me, it's because they've been referred by somebody else that's been helped or referred by another healthcare provider, or they've actually searched online. Actually, that's more popular now that people search me online and looked up acupuncture. And there's, you know, we have more than one acupuncturist in town. So sometimes they'll come and think, well, I think acupuncture will work. But because I work holistically, you know, before they even step in the door for an appointment, we have them watch a video that's on my webpage, on the services page. The video kind of summarizes the body code and emotion code, which are two of the techniques that I used, energy techniques to help heal the body faster, in addition to the acupuncture that I do. And I find that the acupuncture is effective, but it's much more effective when combined with these other techniques, and we don't have to do acupuncture as often or as long, you know, for that particular symptom. When we get really, really deep, you know, into what's causing the problem. Like, and Western people really like to know why they have the problem. And it's totally understandable. In Chinese medicine, we just say, oh, you have damp heat. So we just get rid of the damp heat. You know, don't eat this, don't eat that. But, you know, Western, you know, raised people are more like, well, I don't understand, why do I have the depression? And I can tell them, well, it's not because you have a Prozac deficiency, you know. But in the body code, we can actually pinpoint, you know, of all the six major imbalances there are possible, you know, maybe it's an infection. And we have a woman like that who's, you know, 10, 11 years on antidepressants, having side effects, gaining weight, not getting a lot of therapy, was really sick and tired of it. And she came for acupuncture. And, of course, we did the acupuncture. But acupuncture takes a long time, generally, to treat depression. And you usually have to come, you know, 2-3 times a week. And the very first body code session we did with her, we found she had a mold infection. And on further questioning, she said, yeah, I actually lived in a moldy home and yada, 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 and gave me some details. And so we put her on some sort of mold remedy. And I really wasn't expecting a huge shift yet in her emotions. But within a week, she called me. She says, I'm not depressed. And I have not felt this way in 11 years. This is amazing. And it's because we found the mold infection and we started treating it. You know, so people, you know, will come and they'll come for the acupuncture, but if they're open and they watch the video, and after they watch the video, they do a little 10-minute free consult with me on the phone, and, you know, I screen them, they screen me, we'll just see if it's a match. And I'm right up front, and I say, you know, I do some pretty weird stuff, and, you know, if you're up for it, if you're up to figuring out what really is the cause of it, and let's heal at a deeper level, then I'm the practitioner for you. But if, you know, you're just wanting acupuncture and you don't want to address any of the other things, the lifestyle things or the diet, or, you know, don't really want to know about, you know, emotions or anything like that, maybe I'm not the right person for you, and then we'll refer you to somebody else. So that's kind of how people get started in my practice. And then when they do, you know, start and we've qualified them and there's somebody who's, you know, open to some of this other stuff, then we usually set them up for 5 appointments in a row, because we get the best, you know, the best feeling of, you know, how they're going to respond. If we can see them weekly or every other week for 5 appointments, and then we kind of go from there. But it's very rare that after the 5th appointment somebody feels like they have not responded. And the cases where, on the rare cases where they felt like they haven't responded, I can tell that they've responded, but they can't tell. You know, there's this other deeper stuff that, you know, they weren't willing to, you know, keep going deeper to find out and heal. But like I said, it's a pretty rare case when that happens. So that's kind of how people come to find me and how it works in my office.
Right. So you have an office in Lake Placid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you can even do, you know, a lot of these on, you know, distance or online, and you have tons of information that I've watched some of your YouTube videos and seen your blog talk radio, listened to your blog talk radio, and done a variety of things with information that you offer on the internet. And we'll certainly have you make sure people know those links so they can understand a little bit about, you know, who you are and what you do. But we are holding, or you are hosting, well, I guess I'm the host and you're having, however that works. Anyway, we're doing a holistic health retreat in May. And it just happens to be at my place at the Lake Clear Lodge. So this is one place that you can get to meet Dr. Karen and a few other support staff and new nutritionists and other. So can you tell us more about why you're hosting this retreat and what it's all about?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Kathy. Well, so this is the weekend of May 16th and 17th, so it's the weekend after Mother's Day. And last year we did a one-day free event at the Saranac Lake Library, and Kathy was one of the teachers. She taught what I asked her to teach, which was about bone broth, and it was such an excellent presentation. And we had Marie McMahon also do, personal transformation, as well as talking about the emotions and releasing trapped emotions using the emotion code. And I did some work on stress and pain relief without drugs. And that was geared towards people with fibromyalgia. And we had quite a few people sign up, and the room was pretty much, you know, like there was a good number of people in the room. We were so pleased with that. So we thought we would expand it this year. And I really wanted people to have a more immersion experience and be able to actually eat, you know, really yummy, healthy food. And I know, you know, Kathy, at your place, you can do that for us, you know, a gluten-free meal. And there's so many different options. And, you know, most people, most restaurants, if you talk about, do you make anything with bone broth, they'll just look at you like, huh? You know, like, what? Are you serious? That's too much work, you know. But at your place, we can actually have soup or stew or whatever made with a base of bone broth. And so people can experience what it's like to really eat in a healthy way. So we're going to have lunch included on the Saturday. So the program starts with registration at 8:30 in the morning, and the first workshop is at 9:30. And so we're doing an actual workshop on muscle testing. So muscle testing is the technique I use in the office to decide, you know, kind of tap into your subconscious to decide, you know, what therapies are highest and greatest good and what imbalances are in the body. So it's a way we can use this technique to tap into the subconscious to make decisions and figure out what imbalances are there and heal them. So people get a hands-on, it's a very hands-on class, to know how to muscle test each other, because there's some nuances in it. So we're going to go through that with Marie McMahon. Sabina's going to talk about anti-inflammatory foods. A lot of times we talk about foods that we can or can't eat, and my patients are always complaining, like, oh, you say I can't eat this, and I can't eat that, and I can't eat this. So what can I eat? So we're going to do a class on what you should add to your food instead of take away. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then we're going to do some demonstrations on the emotion codes. People can actually feel in their own bodies what that feels like to have, trapped emotions removed and what emotions are there. Marie's going to do that as well for us. I'm going to be doing some pain relief, demonstrations, some of my top five, top 3 to 5 energy healing techniques that we use for pain, that I use for pain in the office, and demonstrate those. Kathy, you're going to be doing a class on gluten-free cooking. I know a lot of people are very interested in that because, if they're like me, they don't really love to cook, and so they have no idea how to get started because they're so used to the standard American diet, so this is going to be great for them. We have some extra bonuses on Saturday as well. We have a meditation class that Sabine Weber is going to be doing. She's the holistic nutritionist. And my drum and dance group, Soma Beats and Wolaba Drum, we're going to be doing a fun drum and dance. It's not really class, but it's just like a fun community thing Saturday night. And then on Sunday, if all goes well with our planning, we're going to have an expert panel in the morning after breakfast. So you guys get to ask us whatever question you want in holistic healing that you'd like to. So most of us will be there to answer those questions. And then Michael Harrigan, who's also an Adirondack Wellness Network member of ours, is a healing touch practitioner. He's going to be doing a class called Chakra Connecting, so connecting your energy centers in the body. And then people will be able to, if they want to connect with one of the practitioners one-on-one, they'll get an opportunity to do that on Sunday at a discount. So that's kind of like the summary, and we're really excited about it. It's marketed towards people with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, because May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month, but really anyone that has any interest in holistic healing is more than welcome to attend, and we just want to expand the whole idea of holistic health in this area and really get people to, from, Burlington, Saratoga, Albany, Schenectady, around us to know about Kathy's awesome place, and Kathy's just being very generous with her time and her place to let us have this conference there. So thank you, Kathy.
Oh, well, yeah. People who know me know that this is why I've been working at this place for a number of years, because we do have a beautiful rejuvenating property. We have the lakefront, the trails. So you can couple that with the conference and, go out and walk the trails and, go out on the lawn and earth if you want. So with this weekend, people can come just Saturday if they want. And then I am also offering lodgings here and expanded programs for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you only have Saturday, you can come on Saturday and get the meat of the program. And if you want to come the whole weekend, then we are here for the weekend or beyond. And we just have a minute or so left, so I want to make sure you get the links and tell folks how to sign up and contact you.
Yeah, so www.karencan.com/conference. And you'll have the link to Kathy's place if you want to stay over at her place. It's $35 registration for just the Saturday. That includes lunch, and that's before April 30th. So after the 30th, it's going to go up to the regular registration price of $50 for that day. So a very, very reasonable amount just for that day. And Kathy's also offering some 50% off discounts at her place if you want to stay at her place in the near future. So you can go to karencan.com/conference. For all that information, and you can pay for your tickets right there for the Saturday.
Right. Okay. And if you want to check out the property itself, it's www.lodgeonlakeclear.com. That's the Lake Clear Lodge and Retreat. And we've got some great pictures on there, and you can see the lake and the property that you can either stay at or just stay for the day. So, Karen, thank you so much. I am looking forward to May. I think that's going to be a great fun for the whole weekend for me. And anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, that's it. If people haven't gone to my website, you can go there at karencan.com and put your name and email address in and get in onto my mailing list, and you'll get some 5 free preview classes as well as a free excerpt of my Guide to Healing Chronic Pain book.
Okay, perfect timing. See you later.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Bye for now.
Okay.